Good afternoon. My name is Stuart Kowalski. I'm a professor in information security. This is a kickoff for the course in social technical system enabled crime. As it stands now, the students that have registered or are active for the course are online. And most of them will not be able to attend streaming. So this is just a recording to talk a bit about the course and what we'll be doing. And an email will be sent out to validate who will be attending the courses. After you have taken this course, and actually for the next lecture, which I'll bring before is on the 30th of January, I would like you to be able to answer this question. Can you explain in social technical terms what is the common level root cause behind shoplifting in our society and internet cyber crime in our society? There is, scientifically, in my opinion, a relationship as to why these things occur. And it has to do with understanding the models we have for systems, the models we have for crime, the models we have for crime prevention. So that's one of the main objectives of this course, is for the students to understand and be able to explain how social technical gaps create an opportunity structure that creates a certain type of criminality. And there's a common red thread going through. We can look at it both historically and in current time, and to some extent in the future. When I talk about the future, that would be the next major goal of this course. Many of you are taking this course to become information security managers. This is a course in the information security management track. Some of you are taking this course in the master's in forensics. One of the problems we have in the field, the whole ICT field, is that there's a certain path dependency when we develop products. What we do is we develop the product first to do something. Then, as a whole, we try and figure out how to manage that product or service, and then we figure out how to secure it. One of the basic problems in society today is that we have a tendency to think about ICT as you do it, you figure out how to manage it, and then you secure it. This sort of process is systemic. And we'll get into this course where you'll be having some exercises where you'll be looking at new or future product ideas and trying to predict what will be security weaknesses that the society will face. And that's why I say how to develop a marketing and sales strategy to sell parachutes to the Wright brothers. I will get into more of this later. Moving to slide number 3 now. So in this outline, what we're going to talk about is some administration issues. And then in the second half, which will start at 15:05, I will give a brief introduction to social technical thinking. And that has to do with reading chapter 1 in the reading material. I'll get back to that again. So as I say, the administrative issues, we'll be talking about what, who, how, why. And this question of when, it appears it's very difficult for many of the students to attend this course or seminar online. And they'll be looking at recordings. And to some extent, this is more a seminar course than a lecture course. And I'd like to have, and it requires that we discuss issues to learn. It's not a question of you listening to me talking, as it is today. In the future, we will be having seminars. And since there's a moderate number of students in the course, we might have the seminars down to 2 individuals in a seminar. The topics we'll be covering in this course are Introduction to Social Technical Risk, Threat, and Vulnerability Modeling. This word modeling will come up quite a lot. How you do root cause analysis of societal at the societal, organization, and individual level. Developing Social Technical Matrix for Cultural and Organizational Change and Cybercrime Statistics. We'll be looking at historical technical adoption and crime opportunity structures. This issue of opportunity structures I will mention again and again. We look at some of the current technical enabled crimes in society and organizations today. And then, as I mentioned before, we'll be looking at this notion of IT innovation dynamics and crime control systems and criminal control systems. Now, this course is designed more as a seminar course than a lecture course, you see here. So basically, a course for 7.5 courses will require work from you for 225 hours. Depending on the structure of the course and the way the students attend and are able to attend, we will have in real-life lectures or recorded lectures. But a lot of the work we'll be having also is what we call social technical labs. This is where we'll be giving small assignments and asked to provide some written output from that discussion. There's a lot of reading material in this course, and it's rather dense reading material. I get into it too. So you'll be reading a lot of pages, and it's a bit different in a thinking course and is a doing course. In that light, that you'll be reading material that might seem out of scope. And your job as a student is to figure out to some extent why is this in scope. Since this is a cross-disciplinary course, disciplinary in the sense that you have the ICT discipline and the criminology disciplines. We're trying to combine these two disciplines. So you'll be reading material from journals in criminology and criminal science and journals and conferences in ICT and ICT management. You'll be required in the course to present in some of these seminars, and depending on the compositions of the students in the course, we will be deciding how these seminars will be done. So that's basically the budget model of the course. This, of course, will have to change because of the current attendance structure of the course. The lectures will basically be theory. The students, yourself, you'll be applying theories to 2 cases or incidents or issues. As I said, one of the incidents will be how to sell parachutes to the Wright brothers. It's a funny terminology we use, and I'll give you some indication as to what that is. And if you click on that link in the slide packages, the links are hyper. And if you click on that link, you will see a rather long internet discussion about that issue. I will also be requiring you to comment and read each other's work. And that's part of the seminar work. So that's the teaching method. Now, the assessment in the course is that you will have 49% on projects within the course, so between now and the end of the course, which as you see now, and then there will be exam, which is worth 51%. And each of these things have to be passed. The exam, which is a written exam, is scheduled for the 8th of June. And we'll be on premises here at NTNU unless something else is organized. As this slide number 8 is suggesting, is that we have to accommodate the students that are off campus, as all these lectures will be available through the Blackboard system as PDF or PTT files. Ideally, in this course, we will be scheduling Skype seminars, etc., when we can talk in groups of 2 or 3. These would be supervised seminars, so you'd be pairing up with one of your fellow students. Now, since many of you are working, these seminars can be held at different times during the period of the course, which formally, as I said, stands between now and the exam period on the 8th of June. Now, whether it be Skype, whether it be the tools used in the Blackboard, we will discuss this through interactions on the internet, etc. But we will be doing everything we can to accommodate the off-campus students. The textbook will be replaced. There's no need to buy a textbook for the course. I would be giving all the material of journal conference papers. This would be based on material that is open source, and there's no purchase of textbooks needed in the course. So do not purchase a textbook for this course. So as I say, soft copy links. There is no textbook in this course. The textbook that was listed is basically optional, but so hopefully you have not bought the textbook yet. The textbook that was specified is a good textbook, but there's no need to purchase it. So the next seminar, lecture, whatever, is scheduled currently for the 30th of January at this time in this room. I don't know which students will be attending. I will be contacting students individually. And before that lecture or seminar, I would like you to go into the Blackboard room and download these three documents. One is IT Insecurity Social Technical Approach. This is a thesis that I wrote almost 23 years ago. And we'll be looking at some of the chapters in that book, and I explain which ones later. The next one is a paper described Introduction to Systems Thinking. This paper describes the general systems theory approach to all systems. So in this course, we're looking at social technical systems, and the social technical theories or approaches are based on what is called the systems science approach. And the next reading will talk about systems thinking. One of the reasons that many of the crimes that are committed is that when people, social technical crimes, is that when people design systems, they design it, one, using a social approach, or two, using a technical approach. In many cases, the crimes that are committed are the crimes that are social, technical in nature. And as we will discuss this later, of course, what do we mean by social, technical nature? The next reading is of interest in the sense that it's from criminology. This is a practical paper, and it looks at the concept of opportunity theory. Environmental criminology is sometimes referred to, and it discusses how opportunity creates certain types of behavior, and this behavior is classified as, in some cases, criminal. So before the next lecture, and so we can discuss this, or seminar. Now, I wrote lecture and or seminar because it might be that this course would be totally a seminar course and offered at times suitable to the students. So it might, the next seminar will be on the 30th, because that's what's scheduled, but I will, maybe the other students don't know about that, but I will get into that. There are some students who are taking this course as the old course. There was a 5-point credit course, and now they have to take this new course, and they registered this way. And I will discuss that with them individually. Evidence-based criminology and security metrics. This particular page, it's interesting in a sense that it has to do, it looks a lot at security in hospitals, security management of hospitals, etc., not necessarily crime statistics, but you see don't know if you, the batteries went on the mic. So this, going a bit through the literature, and this is an example of a web page, and what's interesting about this web page is, as I said before, it's looking at the concept of opportunity and crime, which is important to the whole concept in this course. And it talks about having evidence-based. One of the biggest problems we have in this internet cybercrime area is getting what we would call accurate statistics and information to make our policy and decisions and individual decisions and even societal decisions in terms of laws. And you can click on this page, and we talk later about this, and I might refer to this section. So I'll be giving you both material like this to read and web pages to browse. That's the purpose behind this slide number 12. This slide here is a discussion about teaching information security and information security management from a system science perspective. It's a course that I gave in Stockholm. And the idea behind this is that when we're teaching, looking at the problem of cybercrime in this case, is that it has to do with IT security, but it also has to do with information security. So IT systems are computers, etc. They're the technical side of it. Information systems are what one can roughly refer to as the social side. And in this course, we have theory and practice. And if you click on this link here, you have a discussion I had with a colleague of mine discussing the pros and cons and how we should teach this area. So this is an example of you be getting material both, as I said, as reading material, you'll be getting web pages, and you'll be getting YouTube links to examine and go through and reflect on. What we discuss in this, and this we'll be discussing in two cases in the lab, is that the course is designed that you will be getting something here on this side of the quadrant, or something here, or it could be something here or something here. That's to say that you'll be given some theory, and then you will look to have to look at some practical cases for information systems. We'll be also looking at some practical cases for IT security and theoretical consequences for IT security. So this course tries and look at the whole issue from the technical side, the social side, the practical side, and the theoretical side. Let's say we're moving back from here, and the direction we move in depends to some extent on the problem we're focusing on and the problem you would like to focus on, because it's important to see how you learn best. Some individuals like to go from the abstract concepts, learn all the theories, and then look at the practical. Other individuals learn best by going from the practical and their experience to the theoretical. I would think since many of you are working now, I think this approach might be of interest, but you deal with practical problems all the day, so it'd be moving back and forth is what you'd be tested on. Let's say we'd be dealing both with information systems and IT systems. Now in chapter one, I make some distinction what exactly is this notion of information systems and how do you model it, and what are IT systems. And we have something called the security by consensus model we'll be talking about, and that is in the chapter one reading that we'll get into next class. And as this slide is suggesting, we will in this course be moving around the circle. Say we'll be starting here and going there, and then we'll be going deeper and deeper and deeper until finally you have an exam where we'll be giving you rather abstract concepts and you will have to deal with some very concrete practical issues. This is an example of some of the reference material that we'll be put into the course. I'll be setting up the reference here on, as I said, depending on the seminars. I don't want to overload you with too much reading material now, and I want the reading material to be relevant for the labs and the assignments. What's good about this reading material you see here is that it's giving you a context of how we'd be working in the course, because we have to, as academics and students, as researchers in the area, you have to have correct definitions and models and frameworks. So when we talk about social technical enabled crime, we have to look at the types of crime we're talking about. So in this case, as the diagram indicates, you have crimes against machines, i.e. integrity related, they're actually people are attacking the computer machine, and then crimes using machines and crimes in the system. So there's different ways of modeling it. That's the type of crime. And then you have the different opportunity structures. Cyber-assisted crimes, cyber-enabled crimes. And you see here they're talking about new opportunities for traditional crimes. I will be giving this reference after the next lecture. So, as I say, spamming is a new, going back, crime dependent on crimes, the cyber crime. So spamming, to a large extent, is dependent that we have, it's not a new denial of service, information warfare, parasitic computing, these are all different types. And this is important when we are approaching this problem. As I say, the next lecture is on the 30th. And this is basically an advertisement to understand what's going on in this course, and you can do this later. You can register for this seminar at NUPI, those that are living in Oslo. I know you're all working during the day, but you might be able to take off. And if you have the time, be good. This is a seminar looking at how the old rules need new cases, and this has to do with law. So, of course, we have to understand legal issues when we're dealing with crime. So far, that's been the introductory kickoff lecture. I will be taking a 15-minute break, and a new recording will be started at 15:05. I believe the session stopped now. The way the recordings work in this, and I hope we got enough time to explain it, I'm not sure you're used to it, is that it will take a day or so before these recordings are available. I will send out the link, so those are in the... And that's the kickoff for the course. Now, obviously, there are no questions since there's no students online or in the room. And we will be dealing with this afterwards. So in the next hour at 15:05, I'll be having the second part of this kickoff, where I'll be just going through some basic elements. Probably only be about half an hour or so, not the full 45 minutes. So thank you for listening to this and reviewing it. As I say, we have to discuss a lot about the practical issues. So, as I say in this kickoff, so far we talked about what's expected of you. You have the learning objectives in terms of understanding and applying the social technical modeling approach. Who we might be breaking up the groups, and then how we might be having these seminars online. Why are we doing this? We could talk later individually, and then when. So right now, the next session will deal with introduction to social technical thinking. Thank you for listening.